Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered. Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there. NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it. Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it, spoiler, you will. You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is now September 8th, 2024. We're here to talk AEW All Out. And boy, do we have a lot of news coming from this show, courtesy of FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, or
$54 a year in the business. Over the last couple of days, we reported Cedric Alexander, Shayna Baszler both re-signed with WWE. Akira has re-signed with MLW as well. Man, in the regular studio today, usually I've got the other pay-per-view studio, but I got upgraded the mic. Hopefully it sounds good. Wanted to see how that went. Somebody says, oh, SRS wide shot. Yeah, I was just feeling it, man. Just feeling it, brother. Leave a thumbs up. Tell us you're present. Tell us you're here. Please, if you're on Twitter, retweet this video. It goes a long way. Share the video. Leave a thumbs up. Comment below. I'm going to be in the comments on Sunday, Monday, seeing what your feedback is on this. And hey, if this ain't enough for you, there's a Fightful Select Sour Graps review of this show as well. That'll probably be going on quite a while. If you want to get your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat or a humper chat. You can do that here at youtube.com/Fightful or at humperchats.com. That is hump like a camel's hump. We'd really love to hear from you. I want to see what you guys liked, what you didn't like, what you're looking forward to. I mean, my God, that angle on Wednesday was white hot. I'll tell you guys more about it and some details behind it as we get to the end of this show. But let's go ahead, jump right into this. Again, we had some good coverage of this. Willow Nightingale and Daniel Garcia as well. Interviews with them this week ahead of this show. DNC Digital said, sent the video of Jindrak you told Maven about. Thank you, DNC Digital. And Last Ride says, is this the group's therapy session? I kind of need it after that main event. Oh boy, we got plenty to talk about, plenty of news that is surrounding this show. 0 Hour. A lot of these matches were decided on and added very last minute. The triple threat trios I heard was added within the last day or two. But what I like is they're... Listen, at this point, me complaining about the length of these shows is sort of fruitless. They're going to be 5 hours. They're going to have 12 or 13 matches. I'll just kindly reiterate at the top of each of these, I wish the show was 8 or 9 matches. I wish it was a 3-hour pay-per-view, 4 hours with the with the 0 Hour. However, that ain't happening, so we can only make the best of it. The Acclaim versus Iron Savages. Acclaim get the win here. Jack Jameson does an intro without introducing anybody as well. And also, the Costco guys are there. And the Costco guys have an all-time cringeworthy segment with RJ City and Renee Paquette. But that's their bit. That's what they do. They seem wholesome. Listen, I don't fault them for making the most of it, whether it be them or anybody else. Capitalizing off of getting viral. They seem harmless, right? But they did. And also, I want to say it did incredible traffic, the stuff about them. So they are, it's one of those situations, sort of like Hawk to a Girl at SummerSlam. Like, objectively, people are clicking on it. So I don't have to get it to understand that somebody else gets it, you know? The Acclaimed win, they beat Iron Savages. The Iron Savages thing, like it, I've been watching them do that for a little over a year now. I would switch it up a little bit, although it is still funny the first few times that anybody sees it. But I think they're very good. And I think they're a part of this tag team division. And I don't want to say new blood. They've been around for years, right? They've been around for a long time. But I do think that you do that and you're like, you know what? Let's switch it up just a little bit, because MXM are great. We see them watching backstage as well. And they do that, you know, they do the different spots where they're watching TV in different ways. You got the Outrunners. They're a little bit comedic too, but you do got to have like some serious elements of these teams as well, even though it looks like there is new blood being inserted into all of this. They get the win. The Acclaim get the win. Hologram, Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Guevara defeated the Premier Athletes. I'm a Josh Woods guy. I think that guy is very good. A big sirloin beef, son's a bitch. What they had here were a few trios matches. And I'm like, yeah, okay, this is good. This is something I've been asking the company for quite a while, to employ some more underneath trios matches to help develop contenders in those respective divisions. Now, we saw Bang Bang Gang defeat Dark Order. We saw Hologram, Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Guevara defeat the Premier Athletes, which aren't the trio's champions in ROH, by the way. So that didn't make sense. You also had two of the trio's champions competing in a world tag team match later on. And I was like, okay, don't know if that was necessary. But then Undisputed Kingdom did defeat Action Andretti, Top Flight, and then Beast Mortos and Shane Taylor Promotions. I'm going to sort of collect all of these together. Jay White, it looked like maybe he would be able to be back sooner than later, but he still wasn't cleared as of a couple weeks ago. But I think that I don't think he'll be out too much longer. Don't think so. Juice Robinson, listen, I'm always going to put that guy over. He's fantastic. He's just great. I looked at the Scoops thread, and we had mentioned that Shane Taylor had been sidelined for like over a month and a half with a separated shoulder and a labral tear, I think it was. So glad to see him back as well. And Shane Taylor Promotions. Lee Moriarty is like a new guy with Shane Taylor Promotions. And that being said, I mean, I liked him before then as well. But man, he has worked just really, really well as a part of Shane Taylor Promotions. But a few trios get wins, although, you know, Dustin Rhodes winning is just like, well, it's because it's Dustin Rhodes winning. It's not necessarily pushing a trios. They're already trios champions elsewhere. But yeah, I'm glad that they kind of gave a little bit of a boost to that division. Jambeard says, what happened to Cage of Agony? Thought it was supposed to be them versus BBG instead of the Dark Order. I'll work on digging into some of that. But that, needless to say, that one wasn't exactly one or a dozen on the depth chart there. Jambeard says, that was a great pay-per-view. AEW attempted murder. I give it 8.5 lawyers needed. Lots of crimes committed on AEW TV of late, right? My God. Just blatant. Now, we did report there is to be a storyline reason as to why it was Hangman isn't in jail. I guess we will find out sooner than later. But Crazy 101, actually, this kicks off with MJF versus Daniel Garcia on the main show. Let's go ahead and talk about that, man. I'm always a sucker for the old Inoki Billy Robinson spot, and that's the suplex that carries you over the top rope to the outside. Now, I spoke to Daniel Garcia. He's such a soft-spoken guy, but he does have that charisma, man. He mentioned Mina Shirakawa having it too, the live show charisma. But he does carry that in the ring awfully well, and on social media as well. He's so good at it. There were some spots in this match that were just incredible. The top rope DDT. Daniel Garcia gets a little bit of color. MJF is still using the Panama Sunrise despite what Adam Cole did to him. And there was a part of this match that I thought played up really, really well, the fact that both of them were familiar with Chris Jericho. And it was the Walls of Jericho and the fact that MJF had adopted that move, which he does with a lot of people that he has worked with and alongside, but that Daniel Garcia knew how to get out of it. He had spent so much time around Chris Jericho, it was no big deal for him. There was an absolutely filthy pile driver from Daniel Garcia. Filthy. But MJF hits him in the balls, hits Garcia in the balls, gets the win. I liked the match. I liked the finish. Those two went at it. I know there were a lot of people that didn't like the fact that Garcia didn't win. As much as I'll say is I have yet to hear that Daniel Garcia has signed a new contract. I just haven't heard that. There were talent that thought that he was staying and thought that that would happen and all that. But thus far, I have not had anybody confirm to me that he signed a contract. There's a lot of people that expect him to stay and think that he's staying. But also, I don't get to report based on vibes and assumptions. I can tell you right now, I think he'll stay. I think so. But like that's not a cold, hard fact or anything like that. Daniel Garcia whooped that ass after this match. Worked out really great. He caught MJF doing that. He hit his spots. Like, listen, there's a lot of spitting in the face in AEW. I think you could settle for like one every other pay-per-view here. But there was no dancing out of Daniel Garcia, which is funny because I asked him about that when we did our interview. And he said, it's something I'm proud of and I'm very happy that it got over. But I kind of want to leave that in the past. So it feels like he's moving on. Daniel Garcia stays in AEW. Percentage, was there a fight? I don't know if there was a fight. I'm working on finding out what it was. For those asking, there was a situation, I believe during Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale's match, where security ran backstage. Now, as of the show ending, I hadn't heard of anything that happened, but there's word that maybe a little something went down, like an argument or something. I mean, I'm getting details right now, actually. Damn. But I'll let you know. As soon as I can. And while I figure that out.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. we can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I will run this sponsor ad.
HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online, and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I was matched up to their Dusk Lux model. I now have two of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not going to make you pay to ship it back. They're going to make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. HelixSleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful.
So, what I'll say is I don't have anything confirmed. What I have heard is that there was a situation with a production employee. And I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But FightfulSelect.com will have the details whenever I'm able to find out, but actively I've got people kind of filtering in some information, and doesn't seem like a major thing right now. Doesn't seem like, but who knows? And in comparison to what we're talking about usually, oh boy. Jordan Scott says, it's okay, Sean. We know security ran to stop Jericho from getting on the pay-per-view. FightfulSelect.com reported that, he was not planned for this pay-per-view. Jambeard says, I thought security is for Perry's entrance, but I saw someone tweet about, I'm not going to say names, but somebody quickly shot that down. Yeah, I don't want to throw in names and just, you know, cause conjecture and speculation and stuff like that. About the extent I know is there was some sort of disagreement or something like that. But Brad P says, arson, attempted murder at least 7 different ways. What did Britt do to be the only one suspended recently? Must have been truly awful. AEW did an investigation, and they felt like they were in a position where they needed to suspend Britt Baker. And it was very short-lived, and she was back. And as Fightful Select reported on today's Scoops thread, she has not been at TV. Somebody says Jericho Vortex. My God. Young Bucks defeated the Blackpool Combat Club. So this one took a while to get heated up. And I enjoy the Young Bucks work usually more than most. And I liked the start of the Elite angle. I really did. But of late, I just haven't felt it with them. Now, I'll say this. Once BCC reversed the Bucks 450 tag move, boy, it got hot. It got hot. They got knees up for the pin. Rick Knox is reffing, so you know no rules are enforced whatsoever in this. I thought the match was solid, or I thought the match was decent. The finish was solid, all that. But when I looked at this, I'm like, okay, I know that the tag team division is in rough shape now. And there's a lot of things you can't predict, right? Lucha Brothers, you thought you'd have them longer. Chuck Taylor, you couldn't have known that he was going to have the type of injury he was going to have. But you could bring some people in, and that's what they're starting to do. But you've got two of the Trios champs that are challenging for the tag titles. And I'm like, well, the reason for the Trios titles was because you had such a robust tag team division that you needed the Trios titles. You needed to have that. You didn't need to have a situation where the trios champs win the, or trios wins the titles, and then, oh, well, now they get a tag team title shot. Well, should have them defend their own damn belts, man. Now, I want to see the Young Bucks defend their titles more as well. We've seen that with Okada of late, but match was solid, especially once it heated up. And I don't need people who already have titles challenging for other titles. What that tells me, when you've got Dustin Rhodes rolling out there with two titles and none of them on the line, when you got the trios champions challenging the tag champions, when you got the ROH champion challenging for the Continental Championship, when you've got the TNT champion challenging for the World Championship, it tells me that you got too many damn championships. And you could say, yeah, well, WWE has this many, that many. Listen, I didn't think Logan Paul as U.S. champion should have been challenging for the world title either. Why did we need the ROH Trios title to continue being a thing? My God. AEW International Championship match. Boy, did this ever hump. I don't know, since I've covered pro wrestling, 2010s when I started, so we're going on 15 years here, that I have seen someone in American wrestling with the year that Ospreay has had in the ring. It is unbelievable. I mean, you listen, you know there's going to be lots of crazy moves and all that stuff. But sometimes you just forget how good Pac is. At least sometimes I forget. Because, you know, he's had some extended absences. You know? But my God, you put him in this scenario against Will Ospreay. Pac, by the way, also a trios champion who is getting a title shot. But you put him in this scenario with Will Ospreay and they're going to go 110 miles an hour. And for them, that works really, really well. Like going reverse powerbomb, you know, the Poison Rana is going back and forth because they already established that story with the Poison Rana after Pac showed up, hit him with it out of nowhere, which was, you know, how often do you see that? And I just look at this and I'm like, man, oh. We knew that when Will Ospreay came over, that the standard of what a really, really great television match in America was going to rise. And man, I'm not going to say he's responsible for anybody else having great matches, but go look at what Andrade and Carmelo are doing. It's like they look at what's happening on Wednesday or Thursday or any other night on wrestling, and they're like, we're going to do our best to top that too. This isn't something that we saw a lot of in 2018, man. This is so healthy and so good for pro wrestling, and people like Will Ospreay and Pac are raising the bar in that sense. So, Will Ospreay last year, and it's going to happen this year too, was so close in like 1 and 2 for match of the year that he almost split the vote so much. I think like the third place match of the year almost slipped in and won as a result of that. So, yeah. Just unbelievable. Sorry, I'm getting additional details that I will talk about. You know what? I'll just sort of lay out what the backstage thing that I heard happen. Because it seems like a big nothing burger. But I'll do that after this match. So there was a spot where this match probably should have been over. Where Will Ospreay, I think he hit a hidden blade or something. And he fell back. And it was like the Shawn Michaels Triple H double pin, right? And I was like, why isn't that a three count? Like, did I miss something? Did he happen to get his shoulder up? This person says, Ospreay does the same spots in every match. You call out the spot before they happen. No, you don't. All right, buddy, let's get you on a live stream. How about this? I will get you on a live stream. We'll stream it on Twitch. And the next Ospreay pay-per-view match, you can sit there and call out his spots before they happen. And whatever money in super chats that makes, or Twitch bits or whatever, you can keep if you can call them out. How about that one? Alexander Fitzgerald says, just when you think Ospreay has match of the year, he has another match of the year. He hasn't missed it all on pay-per-view. I did like a number of other matches more than this one, but this one was incredible. Incredible. Ricochet also watched on, and backstage, Will Ospreay's like, you know, I'm tired of you kind of weaseling your way in. Oh, you show up and, you know, you want to challenge me. But Will Ospreay came out to challenge Ricochet as well. Like, Will Ospreay sort of made that a thing before Ricochet did. And now he's saying, Ricochet, you got to get some wins, which I agree. You should want your opponent to get some damn wins. And Ricochet's like, I got him lined up. Let's get this shit ready. I love seeing Ricochet with an edge, man. And already, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to see this match. Because this is going to be a little bit different. Like, we saw the floor routine and all that was very divisive and impressive. But these are two different guys. These are grown-ass men at this point. They filled out a lot more. A lot more strength, a lot more savvy in their style, all that stuff. I'm really excited to see this because this is a unique scenario where Will Ospreay has taken this personally. Will Ospreay, I think within the context of the show, is seeing what MJF meant, where he's like, there's somebody else here that can do what I can do now. And a couple months ago, there wasn't anybody here that could do what I could. And that's not really territory that Ospreay has charted much of, right? Like, he's capable of things that nobody else is. I also love the variations of the Hidden Blade in that match, by the way. Very, very good stuff. So, long and short of it, there was just a miscommunication on a production thing while photos are being shot, video is being shot, and just a miscommunication over who used the space and being in and out of the shot. No fight, from what I understand. At least what I'm hearing. Just nothing really to it. Just something that they figured out and handled. And, buddy, when you see security Sam running your way, who is both one of the most intimidating and kind people in wrestling. But yeah, nothing there. I'm sure people will try to make it like it's something. And unless I find out something more controversial and sinister or something, then that's pretty well the extent of it. No Fightful Select report needed there. Although we would greatly appreciate if you guys subscribed. Also, Helix, you can get up to 25% off. Shout out to them for filling the gap there. I saw somebody say, oh, well, you got to do live reads on these shows. Listen, I have the recorded reads because too many times during these pay-per-views, I've needed to check my phone to make sure that something crazy did or didn't happen. You know what I mean? This isn't like a year ago when I had Julie Cutler to help fill the gaps. Julie Cutler and I were going to keep our show limited to an hour. And that's when, like, I think Brawl Out happened. It was a couple years ago then. And thank God she was here. But she's moved on up to the ring announcing levels of the world. Get the hose. Listen. Oh, well, you know what? First off, I'll answer this super chat. Who do you want to see Ricochet face on his way to Ospreay? What do you think Hangman does next? What a fun show. Hangman should want to go after the world championship, but I don't know if he'll physically be able to. You know what I mean? I want to see Ricochet against some at least nearly equally impressive people. So I really look at that and I'm like, okay, I want to see him do stuff that we haven't seen him do. I would love to see him face like a Claudio along the way too, to see what they can collectively do. But I'd like to see some big sons of bitches in there. Dante Martin, Victor says, I love that one. Michael Oku, yeah, ideally. Pac is a good one. I would love that. Listen, I mentioned Josh Woods earlier. I want to see him against some sirloin beef sons of bitches. That's what I want to see. That's what I would love to see. Look at Drizzy Fest saying, Sean, I bought a Helix mattress last week. Your coupon saved me a ton, paid almost $3K and dropped it down to less than $2K. I know a lot of people are like, man, that's a lot of money. Then you think about it. And this is how I feel with, you know, socks, anything that you're going to use, my desk. I'm like, think about how often you use it and how long you use it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's worth it for me to be comfortable. Shout out Helix. Do you expect Brett to interact with Drew Monday? Seems like good fit for their feud with their history. I think that'd be really good. I think that's a good, I don't want to say cheap way to get heat, but it's a good way to get heat on Drew McIntyre. And I think they should do that. Brad says, did something fall through that caused the Mariah May segment to be moved off tonight? Not that I've heard. Listen, I don't know if she's teasing that she's going to celebrate with with two belts and no bikini like she did in our interview with her, but she doesn't want to do it. It's like a running gag that she's not going to do it. Sky Blue came out on crutches, got that ass whipped. Queen Aminata made the save. Now, I would like to see Queen Aminata featured more heavily ahead of this title match. I think that's something AEW could do better as well. Like, simultaneously get women wins on Dynamite. That way, when it's time for them to challenge, you've got somebody good to go. And I think that's very important. That way, Mariah May isn't going out there and taking on somebody that has barely been on Dynamite. Because, listen, you can say, okay, she got wins on ROH or she got wins on Rampage and she won the all that stuff, but like she beat Missa Kate. Glad to see Missa Kate on the show. But she just lost a top contendership four-way as well. That's the one that Sheeta won. She was winning quite a bit on ROH here and there. Get her some wins on TV. Get her wins on TV. Anyway, get the hose. Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale. It's like, you know they're going to have a good match. You know that's going to be the case. But you also wonder what they're going to do after Ospreay and Pac. Well, the answer to that is put on a friggin' humper is what they're going to do. This is one of the more fun, hardcore matches or no DQ street fight matches that I've seen. I mean, this feud has been going on for quite a while. And at some point I'm like, okay, what are they going to do with it? How are they going to make this continue to be interesting? And they're doing it. Like, when did they split? It was, it was several months ago. Cause they had the Owens semifinal and all that stuff in July. So it's been a number of months, but this is just one of the better hardcore matches. Radom says kids were crying. It was wild. There was the spear off the stage, the table spot, even the accidents were happy in this one. So there was a spot where Willow got put on the table. Chris goes up to the top, tries to do a swanton, and Willow doesn't get off the table just in time. And Chris's foot hit the back of Willow's head. And immediately I was like, oh no, this is going to be bad. She kept going. Now, there were a couple spots, like with the barbed wire bat, where it looked like they were nowhere near hitting. And I was like, ah, okay. But when she busted out the light tubes, she being Willow, I didn't expect that. And I'm not a light tubes guy, right? I'm not big into the light tubes. But here, it was surprising. It looked a lot better than one little light tube going, bink, like you're, you know, Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd on 40-Year-Old Virgin out behind the smart tech playing around. They had like three of them bundled together. This ruled. There was this spot where they had the thumbtacks, and Chris Statlander accidentally goes into a splits on there. That's a first. Haven't seen that one before. Woof. Spanish Fly looked incredible deep into the match too. You always hear me say the best advice I got in wrestling was Christopher Daniels saying that he doesn't do anything in minute three that he doesn't do in minute 30. And they were doing that deep into the match. They're doing that way into it. There's the big pounce through the barricade as well. And Statlander gets the win, man. And this is one of those feuds that you see and you're like, okay, so Willow got the win in the tournament. She got the win at All In, technically, but she got that win on Dynamite in July. Chris Statlander got the win on Dynamite in July, and then Chris got the win here. So really, like, Statlander is up a bit in this feud, I think. It's a CMLL Women's World Title Eliminator, which just didn't end up having that title on the line. They said they wouldn't sanction it, which, shit, I could see why now. But Willow won it All In with Ishii and won in the Owen final. So it's like the gravity of her wins is more. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Jambeard says, maybe wrong on the records, but if Willow and Stat are now 2-2, do the tie break at Grand Slam in either a dog collar match or a chain match. Luis, our great moderator, by the way, says he could see CMLL sanctioning a match between them. Yeah, I mean, I feel like they should, considering Statlander already won that top contender or the eliminator. But I would love to see that at Grand Slam as well. I'm going to that. Kevin Hale says, I was a bit concerned with Stat Willow following Ospreay Pack. My God, they killed it. 5 stars. So happy for them. AEW All Out. A bit concerned. Never mind. That was just a repeat of that chat. But man, they destroyed it, brother. They killed it. They killed it. Chris Statlander was the odds-on favorite from our great partners at BetOnline, which we will tell you more about later. But just to highlight some of the favorites elsewhere on the card. Young Bucks were favorites. MJF was a favorite. Like, I got to say, Bet Online, our partners, have been great at setting odds. Like, I don't know one they've missed on the last few months. We had like 9 underdog lock picks the first couple months. And lately, they just haven't had underdog picks go the opposite way. Okada defeated Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, and Takeshita. Crowd hates Takeshita, they hate Callis. I love that Takeshita uses a big boot, right? Like, back in my day, you know, you used to see guys that were 6'6 to 7 feet use the big boot. But quite honestly, there are not nearly as many wrestlers 6'6 and over that are around modern day doing that style. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we realized how spoiled we were with Kane, Undertaker, even Big Show. You know, a lot of these very, very athletic bigs, even Brian Lee, people like that, Sid. Now there's not a lot. And we had like 5 to 8 going on at the same time. So I like a guy that's 6'2", 6'3", using that big boot. It makes a lot more sense than when Jericho does it, right? Like when Jericho does it, I'm just like, well, okay. Okada doing the middle finger on the Rainmaker was so good. I want to see Takeshita face everybody. I want to see Takeshita rise up the ranks. I want to see Takeshita be that guy. I am interested to see what happens with the top title picture as well, but I don't need the Continental Championship. Eddie Kingston can't be in the Continental Classic, and I just, honestly, the title itself has kind of soured me a little bit on the...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there try to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Great tournament that they have. I don't know if I need it. Mercedes, Moné, and Hikaru Shida. Mercedes needs a new finisher. I do not like this finisher. It doesn't work. I know she's dead set on it. It looks very cool. It could be something, you know, that she pulls out in big moments and all that. I think she needs a new finish. Match was fine. The last two pay-per-view matches have not been quite the Mercedes Moné standard, like, top matches. Now, the Watanabe match was. That was really great. If you all didn't see that on Capital Collision, kick-ass match. Kick-ass match. She had a great match with Willow Nightingale earlier this year. But I want to see her get rid of that move. And I feel like this one went, you know, maybe a little longer than it needed to. Or longer than what the performance in the ring sort of called for. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't need it to be like 8 or 9 minutes or anything, but it felt like a few minutes could have been off. Now, the crowds are kind of weird with Mercedes to where they'll be flat in some points, and then they'll roller coaster and get into it. I personally feel like that's because some of her matches, not some, all of her matches feel like foregone conclusions. We do not feel like the woman who got one of the biggest contracts in women's wrestling history is going to lose. So it sort of takes a lot of the conflict and takes a lot of the intrigue away from it. There was some timing on the three katana kicks as well as snap grapple pop mentions. One of them hit really hard, and it looked like Mercedes was frustrated, but listen, Mercedes is a really, really good performer, so that could just be me getting worked. You know what I mean? Shout out to Mercedes for shouting out our friend Kate Elizabeth in her recent newsletter, by the way. Media scrum just ended. Well, that's what happened. Somebody said something seems off with the scrum. Give you guys a little secret. Here's what's off with the scrum. Tony Khan has to get on a jet right now and fly to Miami for the Jags home opener. I know that to be the case. Because when I was asked why I wasn't going to All Out, I said, well, Bengals home opener on Sunday. I got season tickets. And I was told, oh, yeah, Tony's actually got to get on the jet and fly directly to Miami, which is, you know, a 3-hour flight. So if he leaves right now, takes him 20, 30 minutes to get to whatever airport he flies out of or whatever, you know, private airport he flies out of, you're talking about a 3.5-hour situation, and he's going to get there probably 4:30, something like that, and then 8 hours later, kickoff. So, yeah. Somebody says, saw you in the ring on Friday night. Cool beans, bro. Do you mean Wednesday? I did the spot for Black Label Pro on Wednesday where Mojo hit me with a pounce. I'll give you guys a little behind the scenes there. The original pitch was for me to take an Alabama slam. And never, I've probably done 50 to 75 different wrestling spots or matches now. It's the first thing I've ever said no to. But it was a lot of fun. And I want to thank Josh Boutwell after I had posted publicly that I did that spot in order to raise some funds for a family member that had passed away. He went and donated $1,000. Jason Boutwell, rather. Sorry about that. Donated $1,000 to her GoFundMe. So thank you to him for that. N. Simmons says, felt like a statement show for AEW. Every match was good, but that Ospreay Pac match was special. Feel like Ricochet turns heel in this feud. I think so, too. I think that Ospreay is very likable. It was very... so far, he seems so genuine, right? He seems like so positive and seems like such a team player. And, you know, we know the stories that Fightful Select broke about him wanting to put over Swerve. We know how dedicated he is. We know that he chose AEW, so that audience is going to view him as a babyface. I think so as well. What's the most painful move you've ever taken? Okay, there's two, and you wouldn't believe either one. Well, I can say this. I hurt as much from taking that 1 pounce a few days later as any move. So we would do demo matches at our catch wrestling gym. We would run these open houses, super illegal, by the way. We would have boxing, kickboxing, grappling, MMA. And then we would also show that, hey, we're a pro wrestling school as well. But we didn't have a regular wrestling ring there. We had a boxing ring with real rope. And I took the gold dust spinning suplex from somebody. And when you go up and you do that, you'll see people bounce. I stuck straight to the mat. That hurt very badly. And this person is joking, but this move, the choke slam from Hornswoggle, was legitimately one of the most painful moves I took. And then I think it was Brian Myers broke down to me why that was. So the situation was Hornswoggle was in a battle royal with me. He choke slams me and I got up for him and all that stuff. And I think it was Brian Myers that was like, well, yeah, it hurt because like you're throwing yourself up as high as you can to make him look good, but you don't have anybody coasting you down. You don't have anybody helping you down. It is just jump up, jump down, land flat on your back and head. So those were the two. Where is Miro? Home. He goes back and forth from Bulgaria here and there. But yeah. AEW 2024, the year of the violence, heartbreak, murder. It has been a year where they make headlines, right? They've found their ways to get people talking. Absolutely. Zach Schimmel gifted 5 YouTube memberships. I'll oftentimes post some exclusive stuff over there and some, you know, some things like that. People that are coming, the scrum ended very early and Tony looked extremely tense. Again, he's got to get on a plane. Jags opener is tomorrow. That's what's going on. Tony doesn't end scrums like that. Well, he does when he has got to be in Miami and kickoff is in 12 hours, my friends. But hey, you know what? Maybe you want to bet on wrestling. Maybe you want to bet on football. We got you covered. BetOnline AG. All of our odds that we've ever gotten from wrestling, MMA, boxing have come from BetOnline. We are so proud to be doing business with them. A lot of you guys are saying, wait. You can bet on pro wrestling? Yes, you can bet on pro wrestling. In fact, I've got it at a minus 200. This lawnmower outside my window isn't going to stop by the time I do this ad read. You hear that? I would have made some money at BetOnline AG with that prop. Go check out the BetOnline wrestling odds. That's the only ones you have ever seen on Fightful because we only trust BetOnline AG. They're 25 plus years. Their safe and secure environment. Their high limits. Their credit card acceptance is all unmatched. You can bet big with their rebet functionality as well. The earliest lines that you're going to find, whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or other sports, BetOnline. Check them out. Adam Legend said, still stunned after this show. Unreal event. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Tony Khan said, we sit in a really good place. We were at the 1 yard line. Not sure how many snaps we're going to need, but I feel we are scoring the touchdown. So I reached out to WBD about that. They said that the talks and the deal is active, ongoing, and amicable. Tony also said he thinks the last time a new league was able to carve themselves like AEW was the AFL in 1960 to 1969. Encourages those that love wrestling to be in front or behind the camera. That's cool. Brian Danielson defeated Jack Perry. So I expected the crowd to be a lot hotter for Jack Perry. A lot more vitriol, stuff like that. But Brian Danielson ended up beating Jack Perry, as is to be expected. There were Cry Me a River chants. Don't know why we needed the TNT champion in this spot. Had Final Countdown. That's cool. Early on, lots of suplexes. But they got heated during the middle of the match. They really got that crowd. Danielson gets the win. Perry does the greatest sell I've ever seen for the Daniel Bryan or Brian Danielson knee, and then does one even better after that. I don't know if I need to see him in the top title picture. I understand why they did it. But considering this was a vehicle for so many other things, it was to show that Jack Perry could belong, show what kind of performance he could give. And I think he's done great since he came back. It was to help set up Brian Danielson almost getting cashed in on by Christian with Luchasaurus coming out there. And then what you are all here to talk about. Eloquent says the sell on the knee was art. That ain't what we're here to talk about. BCC tried to murder Brian Danielson. Wow. So the BCC saved Brian Danielson. Danielson's happy to see him. Then Claudio just clubs Danielson with a European uppercut, and Danielson doesn't even sell it. He just looks at it, looks at him in disbelief. Wheeler Yuta is distraught. Just distraught. Marina Shafir comes in. Boy, she looks jacked, bro. Yoked. Unbelievable. And then John Moxley. Sorry for the dead air, guys. I'm trying to sort of compose myself with this. John Moxley tries to smother Bryan Danielson with a bag as the crowd chants, "This is murder." So we had reported on the Scoops thread, a story I had forgotten we'd even done. This has been pitched a number of times, and Tony Khan repeatedly said no. Like, it became a backstage bit. But Eddie Kingston had pitched this spot a number of times. It's something we saw Dirty White Boy Tony Anthony do back in the day. We saw Terry Funk do it to Ric Flair. Michael Keane says this made no sense. Why couldn't Christian come back out after that spot? I think at that point, it's more of a, we would not possibly allow the title to be defended after that. You know what I mean? I think this was applying some common sense in a nonsensical situation. It's one where you'll have to suspend your disbelief. It's one where you could, realistically claim that Tony Khan was on the headset saying, "Get him on a stretcher. Don't let anybody touch him," etc. I am so excited about this story. John Moxley as a heel. Give me that. Claudio as a heel. Give me that. Moxley and Bryan Danielson, maybe to end Bryan Danielson's career. And let me tell you, John Moxley seems like exactly the kind of guy that Bryan Danielson would say, "You know what? I bled with this guy for the last few years. I would like him to end my full-time career." There were some people that after John Moxley did his speech, and then brought in Marina, people were like, "Oh, really? Okay." Because we didn't know what it meant. And we saw Pac sort of join the Blackpool Combat Club without officially joining. He was there for the celebration. He won the trios titles, you know. Pac was there joining in tonight. Pac is a part of this. So this is a new Blackpool Combat Club that we're seeing. As Stephen Randall, thank you for your donation. If you have a chat, Luis will pick it up. Whew! So it's Pac, Claudio, Moxley, Marina, and we don't know what's going on with Wheeler Yuta, and Wheeler Yuta's got the trios titles with two of those guys. And I'm excited for those defenses now, assuming they ever happen. Wilbur says, "Please tell me Mox's group has something in common besides WWE. Yeah, they're all badasses. They can all beat the shit out of people. So, also, Moxley has been targeting Darby, who has a title shot at Grand Slam. So now we see what he's after. Alex Fitzgerald says, "Only in pro wrestling we can get a 'This is arson' chant and a 'This is murder' chant in 1 week. I can't wait to tell you guys." It's a story I told on the post AEW Dynamite show, but I'm going to share it with you guys in a moment as well. Vicky, our good friend, says, "Hi, SRS. Wild pay-per-view. What happens with the Trios title now because of Mox? First time. What happens to the Trios titles?" I think that's the most interesting thing to happen to the Trios titles in a long time. First time tax in a female area, I think so. You indicated TK said no to plastic bags. Confused why this was okay tonight. I don't know. He just always said no every time I heard it was pitched. Van Twinblade says, "I feel like I took a BlueChew.com code Fightful. I love wrestling. Willow using light tubes. Brian getting jumped out of BCC. Cinder block would not break. And lidocaine being used in the match for maybe the first time ever. I love wrestling." I don't know if they mentioned the substance. Maybe Hangman was just trying to give him lip fillers. Best guess where Mox could possibly retire Brian. Yeah, buddy. In Washington State. Brandon Charles Powell says, do you think Moxley wanting to talk to Darby has something to do with Darby's title shot? Yes, I think it has everything to do with the title shot. Everything to do with that title shot. Moxley has made it very clear what's going on here. Like, he's after Bryan Danielson. He's after the world championship. Jam Beard says, so Pac and Claudio seem to be in on it, but you stayed with Bryan, so where does this leave the Trios titles? You know what I love? That people give a shit about the Trios titles right now. And I think this is the best way to make somebody care about the Trios titles. Now, you could have done a little bit better by not bringing back the ROH tag or Trios titles, but that's neither here nor there at this point, unfortunately. Alex Fitzgerald says Justin Roberts was secretly rooting for Mox choking out Danielson. Eli Haskell says, I went to one of your matches in Maysville. That would have been either 9 or 10 years ago. Are you related to Sarah, Eli? Are you the Eli I remember? Was it the show in which I did for a church group and I sang Our Sean is an Awesome Sean? He reigns at Iron Fist Gym. Got some good heat for that, brother. Zach Schimmel says, great show overall, for sure, was for the sickos. Any chance Omega comes back so we can break that draw with Danielson? Join Select for the best shows, scoops, and Discord community. Always be positive. We do have a great Discord over at FightfulSelect.com. Like, I'm so proud of that community. I really, really loved it. Just join. $5 a month. What are you missing out on? Eli, great to see you. Sarah is a great friend. Ryan Sully says, SRS, Scrum just ended. No wrestlers came out. TK came out to answer a couple questions. Something seemed off with him. Keep up the great work. As I mentioned, as best I know, and more people saying, Tony ended the media scrum kind of weird. Is everything okay? Didn't watch the pay-per-view besides the main event, and people are saying Brawl Out 2 happened. It was not Brawl Out 2. From at least as I'm being told, it wasn't Brawl Out 2. It's just an argument between some production people, and that was that. They figured it out. Andrew says, is Daniel Garcia staying or leaving? Your gut? My gut is that he's staying. My gut is that he's staying. And if you want to do a good job getting into somebody's guts, here you go.
My friends, you know we always care about your performance at Fightful, and we want to keep that performance at a main event level. And you can with Blue Chew and the code Fightful. The same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a much more affordable option. Blue Chew is ready whenever you are or whenever you're not. Helps give you that extra motivation. That way you can make sure that your performance is at a championship level. You go online to BlueChew.com, and when approved by our online physicians, you get that confidence. You get that performance. And you get it shipped straight to your door. No awkward conversations with the doctor, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, all that stuff. You use that code Fightful, get your first shipment free. That's how confident that they are, that they're going to make you confident. What do you have to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
Thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors who give me time to breathe while I'm doing these solo shows, because, man, it's allergy season and I ain't feeling so hot. Where is Shane McMahon, though? Chilling at home. So I'm going to address this. I still see some people that say, well, it's no accident that that picture came out. Not to toot my own horn, pat myself on the back. I'm real good at my job, guys. I got approached by WrestleTalk to collaborate on a story. I found out where the tip came from, did a background search on where it came from, and figured out it was an employee of that airport. That picture was not supposed to go out. You can kind of tell by the little HDR up in the corner. Like, it was clearly like somebody who had held or placed their camera in a way to where they could capture that and then sort of screenshot it. That person was lucky that they kept their job. And probably pretty fortunate that Tony Khan is the type of person that is like, please don't fire them for something like that. But no, that picture was not supposed to get out. I'm sure I would have eventually heard about the meeting, but like, in my opinion, you didn't need the picture to report about the meeting. Lights out match. Hangman Page and Swerve Strickland. Ref calls an end to the match. There is no pin. There is no submission. The ref said no more. No mas. So FightfulSelect.com had reported that this past week reported that the cage match was actually supposed to happen last year. And Swerve, during our interview earlier this year, had indicated there was supposed to be more to that. But after the Texas death match, they're like, what more can we do? So they delayed it. They didn't end up having it. And then they had it this year. A few things that I really loved about this. First off, the angle. I had like heard they were going to do something drastic because I had talked to people in AEW and been told, I had said, man, Hangman's a babyface. And they're like, not for long, buddy. I'm like, okay. And I wondered a couple weeks ago, why are they announcing Swerve's contract so early? Because Swerve had like 6 months left on his deal, as reported by FightfulSelect.com, both when he first signed it and recently. Then they did the angle where he bought his childhood home. And I said, oh, okay. And when I thought about it, I'm like, are they going to burn the house down? Are they going to do something? Are they going to blow it up? And, you know, sometimes, you know, arson angles are usually kind of corny, but God almighty, that one was incredible. And people were saying that, like, this was a legit shot of Hangman right in front of that house. Like, there was no camera trickery. He was in front of that burning house. Somebody had told me if he didn't wet his hair, his hair might have caught on fire. Let me tell you my favorite part about all this. I was at the Black Label Pro Combine. We have a bunch of shorts here on YouTube. Please check them out. And I'm sitting up there with Mustafa Ali, who FightfulSelect.com reported was at today's show visiting. And he screams, I'm such a mark. I'm such a mark. And I was like, why? He goes, I congratulated him. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I went and congratulated Swerve. And that son of a bitch messaged me back and said, thank you, bro. Swerve kayfabed so many people. There were numerous people backstage at AEW who thanked him or congratulated him, rather. Outstanding. So early on, we get Swerve with a stapler. He staples pictures to Hangman, and this is after Hangman had stapled him, and he's just like no-selling it, which is so dope. Then he picks them out. He's got a piece of like a giant burned splinter that he just stabs Hangman with. Now, I'll say the same thing about this match that I said about last year's match. I don't like this kind of wrestling just as a type of wrestling. There really needs to be a story about it. This definitely had a story about it. Pulling out the cinder block, same kind of thing that he used to sideline Keith Lee. A vertebraker on the cinder block is demented. Just sick. Later on, Hangman does a power bomb on it. These are a couple of the grossest spots. And, you know, they aren't as, like, visually appealing as, you know, a chair or a table or something like that. But we all know. It's like we're conditioned with those. Like, spoiler, chair was gimmicked. AEW has figured out how to do it. But there's no give to the cinder block. And JR, as Amy brings up, between the last two matches, JR had it. He's like, You gross sons of bitches are bringing me to work just to call this? Just to call this? Oh, man. There was a great swerve stomp through the table as well. And then at the end, Hangman yanks out Swerve's grill, shoves a needle through his cheek, and hits him over the head with a chair. What was in the needle? He going full Linda Hamilton, Terminator 2? What? What the hell? I saw Demon Diva said maybe it was lip fillers. Now, if Swerve comes back with big-ass lips, like looking like Botox Queen, that would be amazing. Sean, do you think TK paid for the house? I do. Grapple Geekery says, we're going to find out what he injected him with. I'll try to find out the kayfabe thing, but I think we'll know. Somebody says he gave Swerve his COVID booster. Well, I mean, if that's the case, look, Swerve's going to be on his ass for the next couple days, right? Because when you get that booster, you get that vax, man, it hits you hard. Or at least it does me. Maybe I'm just a lightweight. Chris says, chair shot of the year contention genuinely made me wince. Also, shout out to the cinder block for no selling spines. Yeah, and they do have ways that they, I mean, I was straight up told they gimmick those. So. Jordan says, I think tonight we learned what it means AEW is for the sickos. Good Lord, but I loved it. They definitely have found their line, though, I hope. I definitely never thought we would see needles. Definitely never thought we would see needles. Wilbur says, why am I the only one that only still cares that Swerve accosted a baby? Now, we don't know that the baby was in there. Have they ever outright said that the baby was in there still? Didn't seem like they were home, or were they asleep? Let's figure this out. Make sure you guys leave a thumbs up on this video. We greatly appreciate it. Monday, we have the first interview with the former Damon Kemp, Bobby Stevenson. And it's a good long one. He's very transparent about his feelings. We're going to have early notes on that on FightfulSelect.com. Andrew says, Mustafa Ali signs with AEW in the next 6 months. He is contractually eligible to do that. So he's a free agent right now. Man, I just watched him work at Black Label Pro. That guy is incredible. He is really, really great. Guys, whew. I want to say thank you all so much for joining us. I want to say thank you all of you who Super Chat, Humper Chat. It's a slow part of the year for Super Chats, Humper Chats, subscriptions. So we greatly appreciate you. Over, if you're into football, if you're into the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to be walking around Paycor Stadium looking like a fucking traffic cone tomorrow because it's open in orange. But I run a hobby podcast Twitter called Common Bengals W, but I just want to say thank you all so much for joining. This is a crazy few weeks of wrestling, and I'm finally getting back out there and traveling after some losses in my family, and it was really, really great to meet some of you on Wednesday at the Black Label Pro Show, and hopefully I meet some of you in New York later this month. I will be at WrestleCade. I may end up popping up at MLW in Chicago. Lots of cool stuff going on, but FightfulSelect.com is our lifeblood, $5 a month. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.